మరి చైతన్య మంగల్, ద డిసపరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య ఇస్ గివెన్ దట్ హీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు జగన్నాథ్.
No, but I never saw. It's not described in Chaitanya Mangal. Who's Chaitanya Mangal? Who's the author?
Lochan Das Thakur.
It says that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Okay, what's your question? I forgot.
But from somewhere I heard some years back that he entered into Tota Gopinath.
Mm.
So, that's it. So.
Yeah, yeah. The devotee's asking a question about the Tirubhav. Or how did Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leave this planet? Or how did he wind up his Prakat Leela? First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He doesn't have any birth, he doesn't have any death. He's Nitya, he's eternal, and his Leela is Nitya. So he finished his Leela here on this planet, Earth, and he went to some other Earth planet to manifest his Leela, like the traveling roadshow. As far as the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, different acharyas have different viewpoints. So there's the best answer that I got, because this is that verse which we quoted before from the Paramatma Sandarbha. It's quoted in Paramatma Sandarbha 93, and also appears in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ananti Leela, describing the unlimited nature of God, Bhagavan, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kartam, akartam, anyata kartam akartam anyata kartam sa ishvara. Because he, Bhagavan, is the supreme controller, the absolute truth, God, because he is the ishvara, he can do it in this way, kartam, or he can undo, or he can do it another way, anyata kartam. Kartam means karta, means to do, adikarta. He can do it this way, or he can do it that way, or he can do it another way, which means God is achintya. So the best answer that I ever heard to this question is that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he simultaneously manifested four or five different Tirubhav Leelas for the devotional development of his different bhaktas. According to the degree of devotion and level of devotion, Lord Chaitanya, he exhibited his disappearance leela in different ways. Some people, the story is told that he entered the temple of Lord Jagannath and he went to take darshan, and then somehow he was alone in the temple, which is very unusual because usually there's lakhs of people there. But he was alone and the doors closed in the evening or whatever. And when they opened the doors in the morning, Lord Jagannath was there, but Lord Chaitanya was not there. So it was assumed that Lord Chaitanya, because Jagannath is Krishna and Chaitanya is Krishna, so he entered into the form of Jagannath. And other devotees say that he entered the ocean. He entered one time in his ecstasy of Mahabhav, he entered the ocean and he never came out. One time they caught him and he came out, and that story is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But another time he was in ecstasy, entered the ocean, and then he left this world by disappearing into the Mahabhav Samudra. He was in Mahabhav. He was riding the waves of Radharani's Mahabhav in her ecstasy of intense viraha, Madanakya Mahabhav, so seeing the blue color of the ocean and dancing waves reminded Mahaprabhu and Radharani's Mahabhav, reminded him, or you can say Radharani's Bhav, of Shamsundar's beautiful color, Ujjala Nilamani, and he ran to embrace that ocean of love, that prema sindhu of Shamsundar, and jumped in the ocean and embraced those waves and rode in those waves and merged into the heart of Shamsundar and never came out of the ocean again. That's two. And the third disappearance leela that some acharyas and devotees tell since long time is that he, during a dancing and rathyatra, that he stepped on some nail and he got some infection, and then he disappeared that way. Another story is that he entered the Gundicha, that he entered Gundicha when Jagannath was staying there for 10 days, or whatever, I think, 10 days or 1 week. He stays in Gundicha during Rath Yatra. So another story, which we Gaudiya Vaishnavas generally follow, although not all Gaudiyas follow this story, but many follow this story, and all are true. In other words, he can do this way, or he can do that way, or he can do another way. So the basic point is, it's not, because here in the world of duality, it's this way or that way. It's, the answer is either yes or no. But in transcendental matters, the answer is not yes, it's not no, it's maybe. Do you love me? Yeah, that's why sometimes we say, when we're making a joke, we say, any questions? Yes, no? Or you ask somebody a question, yes, no. Yes, no means, is it yes or no? Because Indians are always in the middle. They don't say yes and they don't say no. Because actually the Shastras are like that. So we say, many Gaudiya Vaishnavas say, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Radha-bhav entered Gopinath. Milita. It's Radha-Krishna-Milita. Because Mahaprabhu is Krishna in Radha-bhav, and Gopinath is Krishna. So Mahaprabhu, as Mahabhav Radha, in the Mahabhav of Radha, embraced the knee, the thigh of Gopinath. And to prove that point, the advocates of this disappearance Leela, they show on the thigh of Tota Gopinath Thakur, Tota Gopinath Ji, they show a small golden line there, etched or embedded in the black stone of the Murti. So they say that golden line represents Radharani, Gaurangi Radharani, or Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So all the stories are true. We have no problem with that. It's amazing when you study the Shastra. If we keep this principle in our minds, then it will help us kind of find the synthesis, the unity and the diversity. So, especially because our subject matter is Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Krishna. So when we say Sri Krishna Chaitanya, we have everything. Sri means Srimati Radharani. Krishna means Shamsundar, Madhav. And Chaitanya means the dynamic living reality that Sri and Krishna live in. We say Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri is Radharani, Krishna is Shamsundar. And Chaitanya means the dynamic living reality of consciousness that they live in. Chaitanya means Chaitana. It means life, dynamic living consciousness that they live in. And that consciousness is the Mahabhav. So when you have Sri, and you combine Sri with Krishna, you have Mahabhav. And Mahabhav is the very life of Radharani's life. It's the very pran of Krishna's pran. So this Chaitanya represents the Mahabhav of Radharani. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya includes Radharani and Krishna, and the combination of Radharani's Bhav and Kanti, and the ecstasy of Mahabhav becomes Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So when we discuss Gauranga Mahaprabhu or Radha and Krishna, these two principles we have to remember. One is intermixing of Madhurya Mayi with Aishwarya Mayi. That's one principle. And understanding all Krishna and all Bhagavat Tattva, Krishna and Chaitanya. And the second principle is Bhed and Abhed. Bhed means two, difference. Abhed means one, no difference. So the principle of Bhed and Abhed and Madhurya and Aishwarya. And when you read the Shastras about Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya, you'll see that these two are interplaying in one verse or one stotram or one Leela or in one part of a Leela. It's Madhurya, then it becomes Aishwarya. When Krishna is with Radharani Nakunja, it's total Madhurya. But when she says, oh, I'm a little tired, I want to take rest, I want you to see the other gopis. So now in the context of the greatest Madhurya of Shringar Rati, Madhurya, Ujvala Shringar Rati, Madhurya Rasa Radharani, one Krishna, then he steps out of the Kunja, then there's a need now for Aishwarya Mayi. So now Aishwarya Shakti activates and Krishna expands himself into unlimited Krishnas to satisfy each and every gopi, sadhana siddha gopis and the nitya siddha gopis in the Maharashtras. So this is Aishwarya. So Krishna is one, he's one and he's different. He's Mahaprabhu, but he's Radha and Krishna. Radha and Krishna are one. He says, in, you see in Adi Leela chapter 4, says, they're ekatma but dui deha. They separated since beginning. So that this is the nature, the bade and abade. So these principles you can find everywhere. That Lord Chaitanya, he did this way, yes, and that way. All is acceptable. But this is irrelevant in one sense, because disappearance, there's no disappearance for the devotee. Asato vidite bhavo. In the Gita, it says that that which is real is eternal, and that which is unreal is temporary. Maybe we can look at that verse. This is a verse, a very important verse. We'd like to see all the commentaries, but we don't have in front of us. There are many nice commentaries now available in English. Baladev, Vidyabhushan, and then Sridhar Swami, and Vishnu Chakravarti, and even modern contemporary gurus are also writing tikkas, so they're very helpful to understand. Chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita, verse 16. Nasato, nasat, sat means eternal, satchitananda. Nasato vidyate, vidyate bhavo. Nabhava vidyate sata. Ubayor api drishton tas. Twanayos tatpradarshibi. Those that are seers of the truth, tatpradarshibi, they have concluded that what is temporary has no endurance, like the body. Endurance means doesn't last. It's not eternal. And the eternal, there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. So that, in other words, to put it easier, that which is true lasts forever, and that which is not true does not last forever, although it may be temporarily true. It's temporarily true, this body, but it won't last forever. But the soul is eternally true and it lasts forever. So that's where we're trying to exist on that plane. So when we analyze things, this will be helpful.